Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having me on the show. I hope you're safe, too.
Yeah, we're doing well. Everybody's fine.
That's all good.
Okay, so I want to start with you put some interesting stuff out about the PAAA. Now, they say they want to keep pushing forward, but what are some of the potential options you've heard about that could be considered?
Well, they are at the mercy, but it's going to be decided by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. It's not going to be decided by the PIAA. Now, what's happening right now, Steve, is, in fact, I'm monitoring this as we're speaking, is the board of directors of the PIAA is meeting right now via Zoom, and I'm kind of watching it, and they have already taken a couple of things from their... They have a sports medicine advisory committee. They've already taken a report from those folks, and what they have said is that as far as they're concerned... fall sports can start on schedule as long as all the safety considerations are met and as long as all the participants meet all the guidelines for safety. And beyond that, they said that if there is a positive test on a team, it'll be a 14-day quarantine, which we've heard that a lot in a college context, too. So that's where we are, and we'll see. We'll see what happens next.
So it'd be a 14-day quarantine for the entire team, or just the individuals that have been traced to that person?
No, it would be for the entire team. It would be similar entire to what team. Michigan State and Rutgers have done.
Right. Okay. Yeah. All right, so that's what they're talking about. But in the end, you're saying it's the Department of Health and the governor that could actually make the decision for them.
Yeah, and not only that, but even if they okay it, I believe that it will ultimately be up to individual school districts. I believe individual school districts and school boards will be able to say, we're not comfortable with this. We don't want to do it.
I tell you right now, in State College, you do have a group of parents that are not comfortable with this. And there's a group of parents here in State College that are saying, I'm fine, let's go. So you're going to have those two factions butting heads on this if it does go in that direction.
That's exactly right. You're going to have, I imagine, you're going to have some very contentious school board meetings that will be that will be much more heavily attended than school board meetings normally are. I think that's the future of this. And there is also a possibility, and I think this might have been what you were kind of alluding to earlier, there is also a possibility of moving some of the fall sports
yeah.
to the spring under kind of a different model, which would be some sort of modified football season, maybe in March and April, and then the regular spring sports, baseball and track, et cetera, in May and June. That's the model that they favor if they have to go that direction. But I know that Bob Lombardi, who is the executive director of the PIAA, does not want to go that route. But if they have to move to spring, that's the sort of model that they would go with.
Okay. I know in Center County, they have one day of a spike, but for the most part, the numbers here have been translating between 2 to 7 cases a day. Today was 5. Lancaster's a much greater population, many, many more cases. Has it leveled out in Lancaster County?
It has leveled out, and it has leveled out in Lancaster County. I mean, I'm not speaking about, on a daily basis, but generally speaking, it has leveled out. In Lancaster County for a long time. I actually live in Lebanon County, which is actually north and a little bit west of Lancaster County. And for a long time, Lancaster County was kind of with Philadelphia. They were in that red phase. Remember the red, green, and yellow
yep.
thing? And they were in that red phase for a long time. And then they kind of caught up to some of the other regions of the state. It's leveled off, but. The numbers in the numbers overall in Pennsylvania are not great. They're not nearly as bad as some parts of the country, which we've all heard about that in the news. But they're not great. They're not great.
No, and primarily again, it continues to be Philadelphia and Pittsburgh,
right?
Primarily.
Yeah, and that is, and we are finding it. I'll tell you something really interesting about this, Steve. Like I live in Lebanon County, and even within our little Lebanon County area here. there's huge difference between the urban area and the suburban or the rural. There's a huge difference in not only the numbers, but the rate of positive tests and so forth. One thing that I think we can say from a positive standpoint is that there was a fear at the beginning of this thing of the healthcare system being overrun. That hasn't happened. That really hasn't happened. And my wife is a nurse who works in a hospital. She's kind of been on the front lines of this thing, and they've been able to keep it at bay, at least as far as having enough people and having enough resources and equipment and stuff to keep up with it. I'm not saying it's great, but the healthcare system has not been overrun, which is a good thing.
In fact, where your wife works, are they now doing elective surgeries?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a while there was talk of creating two different ICUs in her hospital, one just for COVID patients, one for not. They were talking about big changes to their whole physical operation, in addition to their staff and everything. And they were using the ventilators. They had their hands on ventilators and were able to train people to use them and use them. But they've stayed ahead of it. And what was kind of feared for my wife's own work, what her own work day was going to be like, has not really quite happened.
Okay. Yeah, because my understanding was, let's take Texas, for example. You're talking about Houston. Supposedly 80% of the hospital capacity down there was actually elective surgeries because, you know, people had waited. They were told to wait. And now here in Center County, my understanding is Mount Nittany Medical Center has two COVID patients here that are hospitalized. Mm. So that's good news.
That is good news, yeah.
Now the student population has grown a little bit in the summertime. And, of course, you and I both know that we're a little bit more than 3 weeks away from it really growing, and that's where it all will come in.
Yeah.
Thoughts on where we are with college football right now? The Big Ten has not announced a revised schedule yet. I know the athletic directors are scheduled. Their weekly meeting is tomorrow morning anyway. You see Oklahoma moving up to week zero to play Missouri State.
I did.
There'll probably be others that move up. But see, what happens with Oklahoma, Mike, is that that also means the next week is a bye week because they moved up. In other words, let's see. Is it better? These are really hard questions. They're all guesses. is it better to find out early, or is it better to have the NFL play first and find out from them?
Boy, that's a good question. I think that the NFL... I think the pro model is, I mean, you don't need me to tell you this, but the pro model is so different from the collegiate model. I mean, they have a players association. Their players have a huge financial stake in it.
Exactly.
I'm surprised how many NFL players have already opted out, including, I think, six members of the New England Patriots that we've heard about. It's a much different model. It would probably be better for the pros to do it first, but I mean, you know, that's not exactly how it's going to be, I don't think. I'm very dubious about college football, Steve. I think there are so many hurdles there. I mean, the most obvious and I think the biggest one is what happened with Michigan State and Rutgers. What if that happens during the season?
Right.
I mean,
which we just saw with the Miami Marlins.
Everybody that Michigan State played against quarantine? Does everybody that everybody Michigan State played against quarantine? I don't know.
Well, notice that, for example, the Phillies in a different sport, but they also have protocols. The Phillies, the earliest they're going to play is Saturday, even though they're testing negative for two straight days. The earliest they're, because they're, I think they've already postponed Friday's game, just to be cautious. But that's just to be cautious. But they're trying to be cautious.
Yeah, understandably, they're trying to be cautious. I think baseball, and it's easy for me to say this now. I almost am leery about saying it because I should have been saying it a week ago. But I mean, it seems to me that baseball could have done something like what the NBA is doing with a bubble. They could have done something like that. I think that's kind of workable for baseball, but instead they're in their hometowns. They're going home at night. They're traveling back and forth to home sites, Now I saw something today, and I've just thrown it out there. I have no idea how well sourced this is or reported it is, but supposedly the Miami Marlins went out the night before all these positive. They went out in the town the night before all these positive tests came in. I mean, they're adults. It's hard to. They're living their lives. It's a hard thing to reconcile.
Yeah, because that was one of the questions I asked yesterday. Has anybody asked how the Atlanta Braves doing? And the reason is the Marlins played them in the summer camp games the week before, and evidently the Braves are fine. So that might match up with what you're saying.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know what the deal is with Atlanta. Is Atlanta like the nightlife capital of the East Coast? I mean, geez. What's the deal with Atlanta?
Because Lou Williams went there, right? And then Lou Williams went out on the
top. Loves those wings. He can't get enough of those wings. That's
no offense.
There,
I've broadcast a lot of games in my career in Atlanta. Okay. I don't know what anybody's... Okay, it's fine. It's a nice city, you know, the whole deal. But I don't sit there and go, well, let's look at the choices of steakhouses here.
Yeah, right. I hear you.
It doesn't come to mind. So Penn State football, obviously, they've continued to practice. Yep. Yeah, they've done today's the fifth walkthrough. Basketball's been practicing as well.
Yeah.
Are we at the point, Mike, where the goal is, and I don't mean just here, I mean everywhere, the goal is to play a game? And then
I think so.
The next goal is to play a second game.
Yeah. Yeah, it really has to be a week to week thing. And when I say I'm dubious about college football, I'm talking about a college football season where we have a full season and then playoff or whatever, bowl games, whatever. I think there's going to be college football games. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know how many. I don't know if it will cohere into what we could accurately call a season. I don't know, but I think there will be games, and it's not going to be anything like what we're used to and what we kind of love, what we think of as college football. It's not going to be that, but I think at least early on, and like you put it, let's play a game and then see what happens. I think that will probably happen.
Mike, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for the great reporting, the great information. It's always fun talking with you anyway.
I agree. Thanks for having me on, Steve. Be good.